Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Jimbo's here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. We appreciate you being here. Man, I want to tell you, Coach, watching Weidermeyer. I mean, and you got some fresh Spiller. You got some true freshmen. Richardson. Who else? Leal. You got some guys that are
Kenyon
contributing.
Green, Kenyon Green.
Yeah, well, look at. I mean, what a bonus that you got guys who are freshmen that are able to make big contributions like this.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, they're the real players. I mean, like I can say, those guys are all going to be really good players. They're just learning. You know, they're young freshmen who are understanding now that. Preparation, all the things you got to do to be successful, and you know, learning them break that grind, and you know, and getting a little bit of a second wind, and they played really well in that game, big contributors.
Yeah, winning on the road, and you know, there's a couple guys. I actually was watching the Ole Miss front. I was watching number 40 and number 95,
Benito Jones.
But he's a player now. He's a good player. I kind of was comparing him a little bit to. You know, to Daylon Mack, but Mack's a little heftier, you know, in terms of how he can stack the run. But that was a pretty good challenge for your offensive line, and they stepped up, and I thought had one of your better games this year.
I did. I mean, Ole Miss, Dillon, and played Mississippi State. We're just learning. You know, there's a lot of little things in practice that we've been doing a lot better and started taking them to the field, and we got, you know, got in the rhythm, got confidence, and just played a lot better.
Yeah.
Allowed everything to function.
We and John had been talking about the Mississippi schools, so I was getting my Mississippis mixed up on the Mississippi State and the Ole Miss, because actually I haven't seen a whole lot of Mississippi State this year, just the Ole Miss, but that's who you guys had last week. But this is an opportunity for you're talking about the freshmen and guys who are stepping up for you, and one of the things that I thought was interesting, when you guys had a chance to press last week offensively, where in the past you haven't put together three straight drives, that was the first time that I've seen you where it looked like there was a carryover from quarter to quarter and really from half to half offensively.
They were. And then learn to just keep staying in the moment. Time, but understand the execution level and had some nice, pickups on second long and understanding – the clock management as far as the end of the half or end of the game. I mean, just they played very consistent, give us time to throw the football for the most part, made good, solid runs. And then I can say the big thing, they weren't always huge runs, but we eliminate negative plays and sacks. And when you do that, you're going to move the football.
And you, my goodness, Coach, I mean, as an offensive coach, you can't be 6 for 6 in the red zone, 8 for 11 on third downs, and +3 in the turnover battle. Those are that's close to a perfect game.
It is. I mean, and that's what we say. And like they third down, if you look, most of them were 3rd and 6 or less. So again, third down, you weren't having a negative play, you weren't having a setback, and you know, just really and understanding, executing, picking up blitzes, because they blitzed us now. They are a blitzing team. And we stood in there and made calls. Kellen redirected protections well. They put hats on hats. And then we won the one-on-one battles down the field.
If I asked you, you could dominate third down conversions or turnovers, which would you take?
Turnovers.
Always turnovers.
I think turnovers and big plays have the biggest impact. Then you get into third down and then red zone efficiency. I mean, I think it goes that way. I think the chunk plays are so huge in today's game. I still think the turnovers. And then also what I was proud of, we transitioned on offense. When they got the turnovers, all of them became touchdowns. And all of them, one of them was on a short field. I mean, on a really, got in the red zone we did. The other two were, midfield. You still had to drive them down, and they were big. And just, again, keep educating on how to play and how to take momentum in the game.
That's the first time you've gotten to +3 turnovers or more since the very first game of the year, isn't it?
No doubt.
I mean, that's why. And when you're turning somebody over, it could either mean you're turning them over in position to score points on their end, or you're taking potential points off the board on your end. So that's, you know, obviously why that's been so critical. It's not something that you guys have done a lot this year, but
nope.
There's an example of when you do it and when you transition, you're going to get that win. How's Kellen progressing? How do you feel Kellen's progressing as a quarterback? One of the things you just mentioned was getting himself protected. That's a really big mental thing. When a guy's doing that, that's a good sign of growth and understanding of what teams want to do against him.
Oh, he understood how to do that. I mean, he's done it all year, but when we're making the blocks, and then we transition into secondary, he stood in there and made two or three throws under completely. They had more people coming than we had, and our routes adjusted. He stood in there, delivered strike on the play, and then we got yards after catch, you know, and those types of things. So, I mean, he's progressing very well, but it's amazing how you keep progressing as the guys around you get better.
You know,
the quarterbacks always get all the glory and all the blame, and everybody wants to, which he was phenomenal in this game, but he was phenomenal because, one, he did a great job, and two, the line and the receivers and everybody around him did the things they had to do and allowed him to function.
It was pretty even because he threw 23 times, ran 9, and the other running backs got 30 runs. So you're pretty even there with other guys touching the ball. Is that about where you want to be?
You would love to be that way. I mean, because your diversity on the edge with runs, your diversity with the extra blocker with the quarterback, then, you know, you're keeping people honest. And it shows you're still being physical and being able to run when the numbers are right with the back. And then, you know, you're throwing the football down the field. And we had good distribution throughout the catches. I mean, it wasn't just all one guy. The catches went across the board.
We were talking a little bit about it earlier, Coach, is that these Mississippi schools are so important. And a lot of, you know, that's where a lot of downfalls are, is you don't beat those Mississippi schools, and then the season can turn awry, and you're taking care of that business.
It is, and they have very good players, and they're very good teams. And I didn't realize this. It's the first time since, I think, 2013 that we defeated Mississippi State in the same year. I had no idea that had happened, and they told us that after the game, which was kind of, you know, I'd not say shocking, but, you know, we're learning to overcome. There's still other steps, you know, still steps we're taking in the program.
Last year was the first time you've beaten LSU. There's lots of firsts you're involved with here, Coach. It's good to get some of those things. Jimbo Fisher joins us right now. As you look ahead, Coach, there's no look-ahead games. So you got one on the docket here, UTSA. Is there... When you know that you got to South Carolina, I believe, after that, do you game plan any differently since you have a conference opponent coming up the week after? Do you start to kind of fine-tune some things that you want to work on and maybe hide a few different other things?
Well, I think right now when you're a team of our youth and the way, you know, we're starting to play well, we need to continue to work on ourselves. We need to just keep executing, building confidence in the game with young guys, old guys. You know, we're playing well, we're executing well, because at the end of the day, we always say it's about us. We're going to do what we do. We have to do it very well. They cause problems. They're a big shifting, lifting team. In the last few games, have really started coming after people. They mix things up. So, you know, as far as an offense, defensively, you know, the things they bring with the spread and our special teams. But what we have to do is just continue to keep playing. We'll do what we do well, add the wrinkles we think we need for this game to be successful, and move on to the next one.
What does it say when you look up and you see number 1 and 2 in the country are both in your division?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. I've been there before many a times, and you know, that's just part of it. And as we build this thing, we want to be one of those teams here, and that's our goal here in the near future.
Well, that's Jimbo Fisher right here, brought to you by Jack's Grill on ESPN 97.5, 11 o'clock UTSA this Saturday, and you can hear it right here in Houston on ESPN 97.5. Coach, we appreciate it. It's Mark Robinson's birthday today, isn't it?
Hey.
Hey, yes it is. Yes it is. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mark. Way to go, Mark. Way to breathe another year. Congratulations. and you know what? That doesn't get enough credit.
Why don't you tell people
what Mark means to your program?
Yeah, tell people who Mark is, Coach.
Mark is my football operations guy. And as I say, sometimes he's my right arm, he's my left arm, he's everything in between. I mean, guys, you know, you rely on so much to get things done and assignments, and he's as good as there is in the business. I mean that he is a tremendous, and he does it with a smile on his face. Everybody loves him, and he gets everything done for us.
Yep. He's a good guy, really good guy. Well, we appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for hanging with us, and best of luck this Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.